here's what I believe that God wants me to share with you about today. The faithfulness of God. The faithfulness of God. I'm going to have you turn to a couple of passages of Scripture that will serve as kind of our key text. I'm going to be putting them up on the screen for you, but you may want to find them in your Bible as well. Or if you've got an electronic device that you're going to tap and tell it to go there, feel free. From Psalms chapter 100. Psalms chapter 100. We're going to read verse number 5. The faithfulness of God. And as I was preparing these thoughts, I realized I've got too much to share just in this one service. So we're going to continue these thoughts right into next Sunday, okay? You guys are the lucky ones. You're here for part one, and you'll be back for part two. Some who come next week, you'll have to kind of inform them what we talked about this Sunday, okay? Psalms chapter 100 and verse number 5. I'll tell you what, let's do this. Would you all just look right up at the verse on the screen? And why don't we read it out loud together? Everybody, just clearly declare the promise of God. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Now, I'm going to tell you that in my family line, our walk with the Lord as a family is just a little bit under 100 years old. This was my grandmother on my father's side, my father's mother. And just a little bit less than 100 years ago, she came to the Lord. She found Jesus Christ as her personal Savior. And then her husband accepted the Lord as well. And they passed that down to my father. And my father, who has now gone to be with the Lord, he passed that down to me. And Susan and I, we have passed that down to our two children. And hopefully they will pass that down to their children. And should the Lord tarry, they will pass it on and on. And the reason I'm telling you this is no matter how long that goes on, the Lord's faithfulness will not diminish. Can you say amen? The Lord's faithfulness will not dissipate. It will not decrease. It will remain the same. His faithfulness continues through all generations. I'm so thankful. The second verse I want to give to you kind of as a key verse to start out with here comes from the New Testament. And it is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Feel free to check it out in your version, whatever is your favorite. If you use a King James or a New King James or an ESV, this happens to be from the older NIV that you're seeing up on the screen right here. And it says, 1 Corinthians 1:9, God, who has called you into fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, is faithful. Is faithful. The first time I came to Lyons, probably about 6 weeks ago, I sat across the street and just prayed. At that point, I was praying to see if God was giving me the yes to come and serve this church. But as I sat there and looked across the street at this lighthouse in Lyons, I was impressed in my spirit that God is going to be faithful to this church. He's going to be faithful to this congregation. He has, as Diana prayed last night, he has been faithful in times past. He is faithful now, and he will be faithful in the days ahead. Amen? So let's talk about the faithfulness of God. And before we go any further, I want to pray. And let's just ask God to anoint his word today and anoint all of our hearts that we might hear the truth that he wants us to hear today. Will you join with me? Father, we just humble ourselves before you and we open our heart, open our ears to hear, and we say, speak to us. We want to know what your word would say to us today. In Jesus' name, amen. So, we better, before we go any step further, we probably need to ask, what does it mean to be faithful? What does it mean? When the Bible says that God is faithful, what does that mean? If I was to kind of take a quick poll, there'd probably be a variety of different opinions and answers coming from you here this morning, what it means to be faithful. Unfortunately, our ideas and our opinions are not what matters right now. What matters is what the scripture says. The word that is translated, like in that Psalm 100, verse number 5, when it talked about the faithfulness of God continues to all generations, that's the Hebrew word emunah. It means to be faithful. In the verse that I put up there from 1 Corinthians 1, verse number 9, when it says, the Lord is faithful, it's the Greek word pistos. And those two words together basically have three different shades of meaning. First is this. When the Bible says that God is faithful, it means that he is constant. That means he does not change. He is unchanging. He is permanent. He is consistent. If you're taking notes, and I see that some of you are, it's easy to take notes when I'm speaking because it's all right there behind me. It's kind of funny. It was in 2002 that I started using PowerPoint when I was speaking. And I thought, you know, the younger Christians are going to like this. What's funny is it was the older saints who would come to me, and this is what they say. We can hear you much better than we could hear our other pastor. And you know, the truth is, they're not hearing me better, but they're seeing it right there. And it makes it so easy for it to sink in. But if you're taking notes, you can write down that the word faithful, first of all, means constant, unchanging, permanent. Malachi 3:6 says, I, the Lord, do not change. And the Bible says in Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Have any of you ever had a friend or someone you know? They're just moody. They're moody. Now, I don't want to see any husbands nudging wives or wives nudging. Don't point. Yeah, it's her. No, don't do that. You never know what you're going to get. You see them one day, and hallelujah, they're on top of things. And you see them the next day, and oh, it's me. You see them one day, and they've got lots of time for you. And the next day, they're too busy. I'm in a hurry. They're up, they're down, they're in, they're out. It's hard to have a relationship with someone like that. How many know that's true? Say amen. Because you never know what you're going to get. Let me tell you, dear friends, it's easy to have a relationship with God because we always know what we're going to get. Because he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is very predictable. God said, this is who I am, and this is how I relate to you, and it's going to be the same today, and it will be the same tomorrow. Next, this second meaning, biblical meaning of the word faithful is to be reliable. Reliable. And that means dependable, steady, and sure. The Lord is reliable. Not long ago, I bumped into a Christian brother. In fact, I was driving by his house. I saw him out in the yard. And I pulled over and just got out and talked with him. And he was really upset. He was angry. I said, "What's going on?" He said, "Well, I'll just call him George. That's not his name." He said, "George from the church promised that he would come and he would help me with this project today." But George hadn't showed up. And George was the one that had the experience in doing that kind of project. And he was the one that had the tools to do that kind of project. And so the project wasn't getting done because George hadn't showed up. And the brother that I was talking to, he had called him and found out George had forgot and headed out with some friends. And this guy was upset. The conversation continued. "You can't count on anybody anymore. You just can't depend on people's words. They say they'll be here, they don't come." He was upset. Well, let me just say, Solomon, he said the same thing a long time ago. And that's the verse I want right there. Solomon said, "A faithful man, who can find? But God is faithful." David, Solomon's father, said this, "It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man." Why? Because God is faithful. That means he is reliable. He will not let us down. How many of you would say, "God has been faithful to me"? Can I see your hand? God's been faithful to you. He has in my life as well. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, cast into the fiery furnace. They never needed their God more than they needed him right then and there. But he was faithful. He came and he stood with them in the midst of the fire. David went out one day to face a giant Goliath. He stooped down and he picked up some stones to use in his sling. But how many know he wasn't relying on his own ability? He never needed his God more than he needed his God then and there. And God was faithful. Daniel was cast into the lion's den. He needed God. Before he even hit the bottom of the den, God had come and closed the mouths of those lions. Why? Because God was faithful. And part of God's faithfulness is that he is reliable. Let's go to the third one. The third meaning, scripturally, is for faithful is that God is trustworthy. God is trustworthy. That means it speaks of his integrity, his honesty, and the fact that he is true. If he says it, he means it. He means what he says, and he says what he means. The Bible says in Psalms 145:13, "The Lord is faithful to his promises and loving toward all he has made." Faithful. Faithful God. It's very important for us to understand one thing here. Faithful is not just what God does. Faithful is who he is. Can you say amen to that? Faithful does not simply describe God's actions, but his nature. Not just what he does, but who he is. Here's a verse of scripture that just illustrates that from the last book of the Bible, Revelation. It's looking into the scene of heaven when the Lord is going to return. And it reads like this, Revelation 19:11. "I saw heaven standing open, and there before me was a white horse whose rider is called." And you're going to notice that the word faithful is capitalized. And the word true is capitalized. You can check it out in your Bible. Why? Because faithful and true are two names of God. He said, faithful is not just the things I do. Faithful is who I am. So much so that it is one of my names. I am the faithful God. There are many, many passages of Scripture in the Bible that talk to us about the faithfulness of God being part of His character, His nature, His very being, His identity. Here's what I want you to do. Just kind of listen. The verses, the references are going to be up on the screen, and you can jot them down to look at later if you'd like. But just listen as I read these verses to you. Psalms 89:8. O Lord God Almighty, who is like you? You are mighty, O Lord, and your faithfulness surrounds you. Wow. Psalm 86:15. But you, O Lord, are a compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger and abounding in love and faithfulness. Psalm 108:4. For great is your love, higher than the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the skies. Psalm 117:2. For great is his love toward us, and his faithfulness, and the faithfulness of the Lord endures forever. 1 Thessalonians 5:24 says, the one who calls you is faithful, and he will do it. Hebrews 10:23, let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. So let me assure you, the Lord is faithful. He's going to be faithful to this church. He's going to be faithful to the leadership, the board members, as they seek prayerfully God's direction, God's wisdom, God's guidance. God will be faithful to this church. Look at this beautiful promise from Psalm 33:4. For the word of the Lord is right and true. He is faithful in all he does. There's a little word in that verse that I think is pretty important. It's only three letters long, but it is the word all. Aren't you thankful that the Bible doesn't say God is faithful in some of what he does? No. Aren't you thankful that the Bible does not say, now God is faithful in most of what he does? A good percentage, quite frequently, no. The Bible says God is faithful in all he does. That raises the question, because I had someone at the potluck 2 weeks ago say this to me. I just can't understand why God would take our pastor and move him someplace else. We loved our pastor. It's so hard to see him go. Do you know God is faithful in all he does? It doesn't matter whether we understand it or not, he is faithful. It doesn't matter if we agree with him or not. Can I just tell you right now, can I be honest enough with you and say, God's done some things before that I didn't agree with. And I later found out he was right and I was wrong. How many of you know exactly what I'm talking about? Yeah. I remember when my wife was pregnant with our first child. And here's what I was praying for. Oh God, hear my prayer. Twin boys. I want twin boys. And God didn't give us twin boys. He gave us one daughter in that pregnancy. And about 3 weeks into one daughter, I was saying, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus. Because I wasn't sure if we were going to kill that one daughter he gave us, because she was crying a lot. And I'm thinking, we couldn't handle two. Here's what the Bible says. He is the rock, his works are perfect, all his ways are just. A faithful God who does no wrong, upright and just is he. Do you believe that? It's the word of God. So we're going to wrap up this first segment of the teaching, I'm gonna share with you three aspects of God's faithfulness, but I'm just gonna do one today. The other two we'll come to next Sunday, okay? Three aspects of God's faithfulness that all of us need to keep in mind and be absolutely convinced of. So if you're taking notes, here's number one. Write this down. Number one, God will always be faithful to His Word. Let me tell you, dear friends, if there's anything that God has said in this book, He will stand behind it. He will be faithful to it. You can count on it. I can count on it. God will always be faithful. As a matter of fact, the Bible is very clear that there are actually two things that are more important to God than anything else, two things that He will always guard, He will always protect, He will always defend, He will never violate. And that is found in this verse of Scripture right here. Psalm 138, verse 2, I will bow down toward your holy temple and will praise your name for your love and your faithfulness, for you have exalted above all things your word, or your name and your word. Those two things, your name and your word. If there's anything that God has said in the word, He will stand behind it. It will not fail. Psalm 111 and verse number 7 says, the works of His hands are faithful and just, and all His precepts are trustworthy. All His precepts are trustworthy. The Bible says in Ezekiel chapter 12 and verse number 25, here's what it says, but I, the Lord, will speak what I will, and it shall be fulfilled without delay. If God says it, we can count on it. Here's one of my favorite passages of Scripture on this very subject right here. In Psalms chapter number 89, look at these two verses, 32 through 34, actually three, parts of three. But I will not take my love from Him, nor will I ever betray my faithfulness. I will not violate my covenant, listen to this, or alter what my lips have uttered. Wow. That's God saying, if I've said it, I'm not going to change it. You can count on it. You can depend on it. And now going into the New Testament, Jesus said in Luke 21 and verse number 33, He said, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. It was interesting. I was talking to Bill the other day. Don't know where Bill is. He slipped out. Bill was telling me, oh, there you are, just kind of under the shadow. I know what it was. It was last night in prayer meeting. You were talking about what's going on in our world today and all of the things that are happening. And you said somebody, you bumped into somebody in the hospital and they ask you, what is going on? You told them that this world is being shaken. The Bible tells us, this should not catch us by surprise. When we see what's going on in the world around about us, the crime, the uncertainty, the trouble in economies, in governments, the challenges in our educational system, this should not take us by surprise. The Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter 12, verses 26 through 28, that everything in this world is going to be shaken in the last days. Everything that can be shaken will be. How many of you believe we may just be living in those last days? Say amen. Or raise your hand. I do too. Except the Word of God will not be shaken. Jesus said, not one jot, not one tittle. This is Matthew 5:18. He's not one cross of the T or dot of the I will pass away until all has been fulfilled. Psalms 119, verse number 89, for your word, O Lord, is eternal. It stands firm in the heavens. Isaiah 40, verse number 8, the grass withers, the flowers fall, but the word of our God stands forever. 1 Peter 1:25, but the word of the Lord stands forever, and this is the word that was preached to you. Let me tell you, friends, the first thing that God will never violate, we can always count on. God will always be faithful to his word. A few years ago, I was watching the television, and they went out to a live reporter, and he was standing with an individual. And that individual that he was standing with had bought a computer. He had bought a computer from a store. And when he bought this computer, he was given a warranty. In fact, he had the warranty in his hand. Right here. You think that looks like a church bulletin? It's really a computer warranty. Right here. I got it. I got the warranty. For 1 year, parts and labor. Excellent warranty, great. But then after he was explaining that to the reporter, then the cameras drew back, and the store that they were standing in front of was closed down, out of business, had gone belly up, bankrupt. And do you know what that piece of paper was worth? About the same as this. Why was that warranty now worth nothing? Because the one that stood behind it was no longer there. The paper was only as good as the one that would stand behind it and honor it. I close with this, dear friends. God will always be faithful to his word. He's not going out of business. Can you say amen? Amen. He's not going out of business. He will always stand behind what's written in this book. He will always, always honor his word. Faithful, faithful God. Would you pray with me?